on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Rory Williams with the main evening news on Highland Radio. Coming up in this bulletin, technology giant Amazon has announced a deal to purchase the entire energy output of a new wind farm development in Donegal. A date has been confirmed for a special meeting of Donegal County Council to discuss the findings of a report by the Standards and Public Office Commission following its investigation into Councillor John O'Donnell. And the EU's chief Brexit negotiator says Europe will stand fully behind Ireland through Brexit. Those stories and more to follow. Plus, we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly around 5:15. Good evening. Technology giant Amazon has announced a deal to purchase the entire energy output of a new wind farm development in Donegal. The 91.2 megawatt facility to be constructed at Mean Bog is expected to be completed by the end of 2021. Trish Laverty reports.
The purchase of the Mean Bog wind farm power output by Amazon is part of a long-term goal by the tech giant to power all Amazon Web Services infrastructure with renewable energy. It's part of a larger announcement from the company that also included new projects in Sweden and the USA. Planning permission for the 91.2 megawatt development had been subject to High Court appeal by the Irish Raptors Study Group. However, the matter was settled out of court. The wind farm in Donegal will be built without any subsidies, therefore the project is not subject to the Public Service Obligation Levy and as such will be undertaken at no cost to the Irish energy consumer. However, the overall price of the deal has not been disclosed.
The EU's chief Brexit negotiator says Europe will stand fully behind Ireland through Brexit. Michel Barnier has been speaking after meeting the Taoiseach in Dublin. He says if there's a no-deal Brexit this week, no further deal will be done with the UK until the border issue is settled. Michel Barnier is hopeful of some progress this week.
It is not an easy task, but I am confident we will find operational solutions. One thing is certain, whatever happens, the EU will stand fully behind Ireland. The EU will stand fully behind Ireland.
Meanwhile, the European Agriculture Commissioner says it's still not clear how trade to and through Britain will avoid disruption after Brexit. Phil Hogan's been outlining the EU's preparedness for a no-deal outcome. The Commission is working on a package of measures aimed at supporting the agri-food sector, including looking at state aid rules. Many Irish firms use Britain as a land bridge to Europe for exports. Commissioner Hogan says it's still not clear how the British government will honour a commitment to maintain business as usual.
In the case of trade to or through the United Kingdom, we have noted their stated intention to maintain business as usual, but the question has to be asked just how can this be achieved? I'm confident that our planning is on track to enable us to respond effectively and quickly to Brexit, and particularly to a no-deal Brexit.
April 18th has been confirmed as the date for a special meeting of Donegal County Council to discuss the findings of a report by the Standards in Public Office Commission following its investigation into Councillor John O'Donnell. The report concerns Councillor O'Donnell's conduct when he appeared on a secretly filmed RTE Investigates programme in 2015. Donal Kavanagh reports.
The Standards in Public Office Commission investigation found that Councillor John O'Donnell did not act in good faith when he appeared on a secretly filmed RTE Investigates programme in 2015 and intentionally engaged in conduct in contravention of various provisions of the Code of Conduct for councillors. The report published last month prompted calls for Councillor O'Donnell's resignation, and now a special meeting of Donegal County Council has been called by Cathaoirleach Councillor Seamus O'Donnell following requests from Sinn Féin and Councillor Frank McBrearty to discuss the findings of the SIPO report. That meeting will take place on April 18th, Holy Thursday.
Irish Water are today beginning works on the four-lane road between the Dry Arch and Polestar roundabouts as part of a long-term project to bring water from the Fullerton Dam in Inishowen to Letterkenny via the reservoir at Carnamugga. Irish Water say as much as possible will be done at night, but between now and August there will be rolling works on the N14 between the two roundabouts and between there and the Middle Road junction on the Remelton Road. Concern has been expressed at the impact the works may have on traffic into and out of the town, with calls for the potential disruption to be minimised. A project which promotes cross-border dialogue between marginalised men in Donegal and Tyrone has been allocated almost €94,000 by the International Fund for Ireland. The Finn Valley Men's Project is coordinated by the Lifford Clonlea Resource Centre. It's part of a €1.5 million package announced today, which also includes almost €127,000 for the Springboard Fusion Project, which promotes engagement between marginalised young people in the Derry City, South Derry and East Donegal areas. IFI Chairman Paddy Hart says many consequences of the troubles are only now being addressed.
It would be very naive of anyone to think that after 30 odd years that people on the border did not in some way suffer from some levels of mental health. That would be unreasonable for anyone to think that wasn't the case. And we're very keen to play our role. What is now beginning to emerge as one of the fallouts of the troubles. Now that things have settled, then beginning to learn individual stories of the consequences of the troubles.
Is there a case to be made that now more than ever is the time for that, because as we move into a prolonged period of peace, and maybe a period of peace that's coming under the microscope as a result of the Brexit uncertainty, that emotions are coming to the surface, that maybe lingering things are coming to the surface that have always been there but haven't been addressed up to now?
You've said it perfectly well, Donald. Yes, of course, when things have settled and the immediacy of all of the issues around the troubles and security, etc., people begin to settle down and say, you know, we need to start looking at the consequences of the troubles and the legacy that's left on individual lives. And yes, it is time to take a closer look at that. And it's there anyway. We wouldn't have to go and look for it. It's beginning to come to us now, which is good that it's coming. Alarming that it's there, and we're going to play our part along with all the other stakeholders in this field to do what we can to try and work these issues through with people.
A contractor has been appointed for the upgrading and refurbishing works at Donegal Town Garda Station. Boyle Construction will carry out the €2.5 million project, with work expected to begin shortly after Easter. It will see external and internal alterations to the existing structure, as well as the construction of a new three-storey extension to provide additional capacity. Lass Ciarán Corla and Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says the upgrade is long overdue.
I've been working on this for some time and have tabled numerous questions to the Minister for Justice, and I'm pleased that a contractor has now been appointed to start the work at an early date. The equipment and furniture that's in the old station has been moved out now, and I would expect that works will start in or around week after Easter.
And have you any idea the extent of the construction that will be going on at the building?
It's a redevelopment for the station, and this will consist of the demolition of the two-storey extension at the back of the building and the adjoining storage shed, along with the internal and external alterations to the existing building. So it will be a construction of a new three-storey extension, and it will provide for additional capacity for the station, and I believe it will be absolutely necessary to provide the Gardaí there with a building that will be properly equipped for this century.
There are calls for the restoration of the Bunbeg Cliff Rescue Unit, which was stood down in August 2014. The standing down coincided with the Department of Transport review, which is understood concluded the cliff rescue element of the Bunbeg Coast Guard service was rarely used. Now Councillor Micheál Colm McGilla Aspig says it's time for that decision to be revisited, particularly as the Wild Atlantic Way has led to a significant increase in adventure tourism in the area.
A number of years ago, the government commissioned a report. The report suggested then that they would take away the cliff element of Bunbeg Coast Guard. And I strongly believe that this was the wrong decision, because if you look at the promotion that's happened by Donegal County Council and others to promote the Wild Atlantic Way, there's far more people using our islands, there's far more people using the coastline, kayaking, cliff climbing and stack climbing. And I believe if we were to attract more people to the area, and plus locals themselves using or doing these activities, that it's vitally important for anybody to know that there is a service there in case anything went wrong. And this was a decision taken by the government based on finances. This service did not cost much to the taxpayers. I have written to the Minister Shane Ross on this and I'm hoping for a positive response.
Have you done an analysis as to how much it would cost to restore the service to where it was?
Well, at the time I spoke a lot to those who were very highly trained in this, and what they were saying, apart from the cost of upgrading ropes, training, and other things, there wasn't a very high cost of this year. And even if there was a high cost, I believe that taxpayers would be more than happy to fund a vital service like this year. If we are to develop our tourist section, there are people out there who are investing huge amounts of energy and time into developing adventure tourism. But we need to have that service and excuse the pun, I suppose, the safety net there in case anything goes wrong.
It's coming up to 11 minutes past five. We'll take a break.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive Easter sale starting this Thursday with 30% off all sale items from 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. on Thursday morning. In store only.
The time is 13 minutes past five, where we cross to Oisín Kelly at the sports desk.
Thanks, Rory. We start with soccer, and EA Sports Cup holders Derry City will face a North West derby in the quarterfinals of the competition, with Finharp set to travel to the Brandywell Stadium. The quarterfinal draw was completed a short time ago at FEA HQ in Abbottstown, and it will see Declan Devine's side welcome their local rivals as they look to defend their title. The first North West derby of the season was, of course, held last Friday night at Finn Park in Ballybuffet, where Derry took victory by 3-2. Elsewhere, Cork City will travel to Dalymount Park to take on Bohemians, while Dundalk welcome UCD to Oriel Park. Bray Wanderers, the only SSE or Trusty League First Division club left in the competition, will welcome Waterford United to the Carlisle Grounds. Those ties are set to take place on Monday, May 27th, with the game set to kick off at 7:45. Across channel, Chelsea's bid for a top four Premier League finish continues with a London derby tonight. They can go third with a win over West Ham at Stamford Bridge. Boss Mauricio Sarri is predicting the race for a Champions League spot will go right until the end of the campaign.
The last part of the season will be really very difficult for every teams. We have only to fight. We have only to think about our matches. I think that we have to fight till the last minutes of the last match.
Former Manchester United goalkeeper Edwin van der Sar says he's open to the idea of returning to the club as their technical director. Van der Sar is currently the CEO at Ajax and says working for United will represent a much bigger challenge. Jurgen Klopp says he wants his players to write history this season. Liverpool welcome Porto to Anfield in the first leg of the Champions League quarterfinals tomorrow night. The Merseysiders are also top of the Premier League, and the manager wants his team to enjoy this spring by continuing their winning form.
It's warm outside, spring is coming, we're in the two big competitions, so it's fine, but we have to use the situation. We have not finished that season, we have not finished our development. We want to write a few proper things on the pages of that season book.
Republic of Ireland midfielder David Myler is a doubt for the Euro 2020 qualifiers against Denmark and Gibraltar in June. Coventry manager Mark Robbins has confirmed that Myler suffered a dislocated shoulder and damaged his AC joint in yesterday's draw against Bristol Rovers. The Corkman is now expected to miss the rest of the season. The Republic of Ireland's under-21s have learned their opponents for the Toulon tournament in June. Stephen Kenny's side have been drawn in Group C alongside Bahrain, China and Mexico. The tournament will form key part of Ireland's preparations for the under 21 qualifiers against Armenia and Sweden in the autumn. In rugby, Munster head coach Johan van Graan has signed a contract extension with the province. He'll now remain in charge until the summer of 2022. Munster have qualified for the Guinness Pro 14 playoffs and will face Saracens in the Heineken Champions Cup semi-finals later this month. Ulster and Ireland international players John Cooney and Jacob Stockdale will visit the North West on Tuesday. They're set to attend Holy Cross Secondary School on the Melmount Road in Strabane tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. They will be at the school to help launch the new Holy Cross rugby kit and coach players from the school as well. Monaghan will be waiting on the fitness of Darren Hughes ahead of the county's Ulster Senior Football Championship opener against Cavan next month. Hughes suffered an ankle injury while playing for his club Scotstown on Sunday. He's now set to undergo a scan to assess the extent of the damage. And in golf, Leona Maguire has moved to the top of the Sumatra Tour money list. The Cavan woman says she's delighted to have become the first-time winner as a professional to land the Windsor Golf Classic in California. Maguire prevailed on a playoff and secured a cheque for $22,500. While Graham McDowell's moved up 17 places to 115th on the New World Rankings, the Northern Irishman shot a final round 66 to finish 7th at the Texas Open on Sunday evening. Justin Rose's leapfrog, Dustin Johnson at the top of the standings, Rory McIlroy's third, Shane Lowry is 50th. More at the Highland Sports Desk tomorrow morning. Rory.
Thanks, Oisín. A County Derry councillor says the current spate of ATM thefts in the north is already having an impact on the community with the imposition of new charges for withdrawals. Causeway Coast and Glens councillor Sean McGlinchey was speaking following the theft of an ATM from a petrol station on Feeney Road outside Dungiven at about 4:30 yesterday morning. As was the case in previous thefts on both sides of the border, a digger was used to rip the machine from the wall, damaging the premises in the process. On today's 9 till noon show, Councillor McGlinchey said ultimately ordinary people are suffering and not the banks.
This has a serious impact on this rural community and other communities too. Like, the damage to Mr. Keane's building is phenomenal. It's going to take a long time to get that sorted out. This ATM was loaded up on late Saturday evening. These people must have the information, must have watched these or following the vans about or something, but they knew that they were loaded up, filled up with money on Saturday evening, and they come in there and lit on Sunday morning and just take it out. Like, this is, it's not, as if, these people are just amateurs. They're very, very professional.
Well, I can't figure out, and listeners suggest this each and every time we discuss this, why are there not tracking devices on these ATM machines?
Correct, there's that there too, and people ask the same. I don't know why, but the other point with this to you is, Greg, this week and Dungiven, all the cash machines now, the banks are putting 95p charge on the customer for using the cash machines because of these attacks now there. And again, that's not an impact that any person is going to these cash machines. They're charged 95p for every transaction. This is the bank again, putting the cost just on the ordinary publicly, and this is unacceptable too. Totally unacceptable what's happening, but it's totally unacceptable too. The people miss the point where the banks at the moment are putting the charges on the public. The people are just really lost in all confidence and the law at the moment. There's no confidence in it.
Restaurants in rural Ireland are finding it hardest to cope with the recent VAT hike on the industry. The Restaurants Association of Ireland says the increase from 9% to 13.5% has led to an average of one restaurant closing down every week. The association is calling on the government to reduce the rate down to 11% to show it values the tourism industry. Adrian Cummins, chief executive of the RAI, says as things stand, restaurants are struggling to cope.
It's having a huge effect on businesses in our sector, specifically in restaurants. One restaurant a week is closing because of the VAT rate. A lot of these closures are in rural Ireland, and it is a problem. We've identified that to the government, and what we're looking for is some sort of help for our industry to try and help us going forward around the cost of doing business.
And the leader of the new Aintu party believes a debate around sustainable immigration policies is needed in Ireland. Padraig Tobin was criticised on social media over the weekend after he said the situation needed to be managed. He added that it would be appropriate to have the conversation before an Irish Nigel Farage decides to do so. The Meath West TD also denied that the comments were dog whistling.
If you use the word dog whistle, what you actually mean to say is, don't even broach this particular subject because if you do, we will say that you are trying to cause and foment trouble. We are a mature country of adults. All of us should be able to have a reasonable, respectable discussion on issues such as this.
And for weather now, cloudy in places this evening with a little light drizzle, drier and brighter weather in parts, lighter to moderate easterly breezes will occur. The main stories again. Technology giant Amazon has announced a deal to purchase the entire energy output of a new wind farm development in Donegal. A date has been confirmed for a special meeting of Donegal County Council to discuss the findings of a report by the Standards in Public Office Commission following an investigation into Councillor John O'Donnell and the EU's chief Brexit negotiator, says Europe will stand fully behind Ireland through Brexit. You're up to date on Highland Radio. I'll be back with another update for you in an hour. Until then, good evening.